Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Police have arrested a burglar who was on the run this morning in the Eschdorf area. Officers had issued an alert earlier in the day, but about 2 hours later confirmed the suspect had been caught. Health Minister Martine Desprez has responded to plans for a new medical clinic near the airport, insisting Luxembourg will not have a two-tier medicine. Doctors Philip Wilmers and Alain Schmidt plan to open the clinic in March. Desprez told RTL she welcomes initiatives to bring more doctors to Luxembourg, but does not understand claims about a shortage in the profession. Inflation in Luxembourg fell slightly last month, according to Statec. The Statistics Office forecasts inflation will end this year at 2.2% and drop to 1.5% next year. The next wage indexation is expected in the third quarter of 2026, with another the year later. In other news, drones have again disrupted Belgian air traffic, forcing Brussels Airport to suspend operations for half an hour last night. One flight had to divert to Amsterdam. Belgium's defence minister is calling the repeated incidents this week a professionally coordinated attack that have closed airports and a military base. Germany is now sending counter-drone specialists to help Belgium defend against the threat. One of the warring parties in Sudan has agreed to a ceasefire. The Rapid Support Forces say they have accepted a humanitarian truce. Mediators from the US, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and Egypt had proposed the deal to end the brutal civil war. The Sudanese army has not yet confirmed its response. The conflict, now lasting 2.5 years, has left 375,000 people facing extreme hunger, and age groups say around 21 million are suffering from food shortages. And finally, as Luxembourg's winters grow milder, more drivers are choosing all-season tyres over traditional winter ones. Meteorlux data shows a 31% drop in snow-covered days and a 51% decline in black ice conditions compared to decades past. All-season tyres now represent 37% of the French market, up from less than 1% in 2015. Experts say improved technology makes them suitable for most urban drivers, though dedicated winter tyres remain best for extreme conditions and mountain travel. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. National coach Jeff Strasser has announced his squad for Luxembourg's World Cup qualifiers against Germany and Northern Ireland. The Red Lions are hosting Germany on the 14th of November before travelling to Northern Ireland 3 days later. Aston Villa defeated Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 in a heavily secured Europa League match in Birmingham last night. More than 700 police officers were deployed as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters held separate demonstration outside Villa Park. And in American football news, Dallas Cowboys defensive Marshawn Kneeland has died at the age of 24. Kneeland, in his second year with the Cowboys, scored the first NFL touchdown of his career in a 27-17 loss to the Arizona Cardinals on Monday. Frisco Police Department in Texas said Kneeland appeared to have taken his own life after he was involved in a vehicle pursuit and a multi-agency search on Wednesday night.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Despite a few clouds here and there, it's going to be a generally pleasant day with plenty of sunshine from morning until late afternoon. As for the temperature, it will generally be around 1 degree cooler than yesterday, 7 degrees by mid-morning and a high of 12 degrees by early afternoon.